Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Luis Alfonso Jimenez, Jr., one of the late 20th century's most dynamic, talented, and controversial sculptors. Luis was born in 1940 in El Paso, Texas, where his father, Luis Sr., owned an electric sign shop, at which Luis Jr. spent countless hours entertaining himself while his father worked to provide for the family. The workrooms of the shop were Luis's playground, and there, as he grew, he was introduced to metal crafting, spray painting, and the eye-popping color that his father achieved through his extensive use of hand-shaped neon tubes. After graduating from school, Luis left El Paso, at his father's urging, to study architecture at the University of Texas in Austin. In search of a more hands-on environment, Luis switched from architecture to sculpture, and he was overjoyed at how much at home he felt in the university's studios, surrounded by arc welders, power tools, and benches lined with every type of tool imaginable. 4 happy years later, Luis graduated with his fine arts degree and headed to New York City. When he arrived, he discovered that the art world was very different than he had imagined. No one was working with the heroic figures or bold colors. Instead, he was surrounded by a sea of bleak, minimalistic canvases on one side and a host of insipid Campbell's soup cans and Brillo boxes on the other. Luis lasted little more than a year before heading back to New Mexico to focus on the kind of things that mattered to him. To make sure people paid attention, he learned to create larger-than-life public art pieces formed in fiberglass and plastic in vivid, bold colors with steel infrastructures for lasting strength. Luis's work became respected by art critics on the West Coast and revered by many in the Hispanic community who thought his vividly colored fiberglass and neon sculptures embodied the very soul of the Chicano life. His first major success was Men on Fire in 1979, which was purchased by the Smithsonian Museum of American Art. The work, perhaps his best known, depicts a man in flames and is based on the story of Aztec Emperor Cuauhtemoc, who was burned alive by the Spanish conquistadors. The strength of his work led the Smithsonian to commission a second major sculpture, Vaquero, which shows a bronco rider atop a shimmering metallic blue horse. This was installed on the lawn outside the museum. His career surged forward, and Luis became well known for his large and colorful fiberglass sculptures of fiesta dancers, Native Americans, steel workers, and illegal immigrants. His fabulous work and reputation attracted the attention of the city of Denver in 1992, and they commissioned him to create a show-stopping work for the Denver airport. Luis proposed a grand 32-foot-tall stallion, an icon of the West, and he shared pictures with a selection committee of a similar but smaller horse that he'd created for the University of Oklahoma's Art Museum. The committee immediately liked his proposal, but Luis wanted them all to be very aware that his stallions had sometimes sparked unwanted controversy. The Denver committee appreciated his warning, but gave the project a green light nonetheless. The committee's acceptance process turned out to be the easy part. The actual creation of the famed Blue Mustang was plagued by years of legal battles over missed deadlines and proposed changes in the statue, and even where it was to be placed. 14 long years went by before Denver's Bronco was completed and ready to be installed. Then the unthinkable happened. On June 13, 2006, Luis was finalizing the touches on the stallion's massive torso when a piece of the sculpture came loose from its moorings. The falling piece crushed him, killing the 65-year-old sculptor instantly. At the Denver airport, his assistants finished installing his masterwork after his funeral. The 32-foot Blue Mustang bears all his trademarks. The giant muscular bronco is an electric shade of glistening cobalt blue. Its eyes glow red like taillights. The Mustang rears on splayed hind legs, nostrils flaring, his taut body a slick, sweaty sheen of blue. Anatomically correct, eye-poppingly so, the 32-foot tall horse makes quite a statement at the gateway to the Denver International Airport. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.